all I gotta do is shoot the shot the same way.
We just want to maintain focus.
You have to execute
every night. All I gotta do is
focus.
Everything you do feels like the right thing. Feels like the right move.
That's my focus.
You gotta stay focused.
Well, it's Groundhog Day. Again. And that must mean that we're up here at Gobbler's Knob, waiting for the forecast from the world's most famous groundhog weatherman, Punxsutawney Phil, who's just about to tell us how much more winter we can expect.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside. Here are Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Welcome back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Abrig, Ryan Cook. What a girls' game we had right there. Now we should have, I hope, a good boys' game.
It was a great game, but I do have to air. I got to get this out in the air between us, Matt.
Yeah.
You asked me, and I told you, but I need to explain. I was pretty hurt with the posting of just one guy from Groundhog Day because whenever you are doing it, both of us,
yes.
You do two of those Muppet characters.
Yes, whenever or it's just the cartoons.
Whenever it's just you, you do one of those Muppet
right.
characters. Or one cartoon.
Yes.
So where's the respect
well, I
to have just the one guy?
If you've seen Groundhog Day, you know Phil's the only one with a camera, like on TV with a microphone.
Then you should have picked something like Batman and Robin.
It's Groundhog Day.
Okay, all right.
And it is Groundhog Day. It's Matt Abrig.
I could have been Punxsutawney Phil or whatever.
You could have. You could have. But I didn't want to, you know, hurt your feelings with making you a groundhog or a beaver.
True. True.
Pirates coming tonight, Zach, in 7-13 overall. 2-3 in the conference. Won two of their last four. Pulling off that big upset on Tuesday night. Went over Marvin Ridge, 50-43 there. Led by junior guard Samaj Long. 14 points, 3.5 rebounds, 3.7 assists. He played limited minutes on Tuesday against Marvin, but I believe he is starting tonight and should be 100% healthy. Next, him in the backcourt, Jacob Conroy. 8.5 points, 2.2 assists, 30% from three, and the big man in the middle, Dennis Carucci. 7.5 points, 5 rebounds, and they are coached by Garrett Malone.
Yeah, and I think that when you mentioned Long, you know, to me, he got off to a slow start, and he came off the bench. But he wound up playing a good amount of minutes, but he never
he
got going
over
offensively until
the
like the very, very end.
Yeah.
You know? And then we saw that he was healthy enough to do his thing because he scored some big baskets. But it's like, you know, where was he most of the game? But, hey, there was enough of him to pull a big upset and, you know, big, big win for those boys.
The Warriors come into tonight's section 18-1 in all. 18-1 overall, 4-0 in the conference, coming off a 69-44 non-conference win over Monroe Wednesday night. Their only loss of the season. Back on December 23rd to the Burlington School in the holiday tournament. They are led by Union County's number one in scoring, KJ Younger, 22.4 points, second in rebounding in the county, 7.9 boards, 2.7 assists, 32% from three. His backcourt mate, I guess you would call him, Grant Hamilton, second in the county at 22.3 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 40% from three, and the third man of the 3-0, whatever. Senior guard Aiden Cook, 8.5 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 47% from 3. Steph Curry numbers there, coached by the legendary Gary Ellington.
Legendary. So, I will start off. I got to say, I'm going to start off with my son there. I mean, you brought him into
imagine
it.
That.
You know, I mean.
Oh, look at me.
I mean, up to 47% from 3. I mean, he doesn't shoot the volume that Grant Hamilton does, but it's not like he shot like
Aiden averages eight shots a game, if that?
Yeah, I think that Aiden has shot.
That's 8 field goals, not threes, 8 field goals.
I think he shot mid-50s on attempts from 3. I mean, like, say he shot 55. I mean, 55 is a pretty good amount.
Be
shooting 47% from three. And so when that's your third option, that's rough because you can't afford to double Younger and Hamilton as much as you would like to. So it's kind of a pick your poison type thing. But
there have been times this season where he is, you know, pick your poison, He doesn't need to shoot the three. He's going to the basket.
Right.
Against East Mech, he torched them in the beginning. Just
getting
layup.
The basket,
just transition
right.
basket.
Right.
And taking it to the rack.
And you know, everyone.
And kinda, Butler as well.
And it kind of stands out because he's such a little guy. Everyone's always shocked when he does it. But he's got a little bit of bounce, and he's quick, you know. But the main thing about his game, though, is still he uses that pass as a weapon and does a really good job setting his teammates up. But, you know, Matt, I want to say this. I mean, I don't want to not give the dynamic duo, not us, the credit they deserve. I mean, and you can probably answer this question, but name, like, who just strictly from points average can you think of that would have been over 20 on the same team?
Forest Hills had Rory and Tyson, but not over 20. They
not
were in the
20?
18 to
– Okay.
Jai Rory would have, like, 18, and then Nas Tyson would be, like, 24, 23.
So, but, okay.
But
so
that's almost –
I'm trying
Nas
to think.
Played this week down at Wingate. He's a fifth year. That's 5-6 years ago.
I mean, maybe Thompson and
Thompson and
Hudson.
Right.
They probably average over 20
each. You could go with Gallagher and Donovan Monroe, but I don't think 20.
I don't know.
I don't think
yeah.
20 for Gallagher.
I mean, 22 and 22 maybe the highest you've seen in a duo. I mean, I don't know. Maybe somewhere we're missing, but like it's got to be darn close. That someone's
well, I'll
had
tell
two
you what.
22-point scores.
Spoon and Witherspoon and Stewart at Sun Valley early.
Did they
20s each, though. That's the thing.
I'm talking
not 20 and 19.9. You're talking 22 and a half.
That's what I'm saying.
Usually it's 22 and 17, double-figure guys.
Because even, like I had someone asking me again today. People are starting to ask me this, like, you know, what do you think if this Weddington team played the Weddington team from 2 years ago? And my answer to that is, I think most people would go, oh, my gosh, are you kidding? That other team would kill this team. You know, I think that's everybody's, like, first reaction.
No, sir.
you know, I think anyone would immediately, the immediate reaction is, oh, the team from 2 years ago would beat this team. And my bet, I guess, would be, but I don't think it's quite like a foregone conclusion. I think that, like, both teams play super unselfish ball.
The team 2 years ago was bigger?
Yeah. And I think
size-wise,
I hate to say it, I think a little tougher. I think a little tougher physically and a little
but
tougher.
But if you're going to do that, where does Jack Ellison play? Because
well,
he's on both.
Right. I know.
What do you do with that?
So I was going to say that, like, I was going to say that they were that kind of canceled out because Jack was on both those teams.
Okay. So then, which four do you take? Which three do you take? Do you take this top three?
So,
this Lethal Weapon three?
So I think
Dad.
It's hard to say in some ways, you know. But here's the easy tiebreak, if you want to say that's tough. The fourth one's pretty easy. I'm going Evan Morton over whoever. I guess Mason's that. No offense to Mason, but Evan Morton was an awful good number four
yeah.
in that group.
Yes.
But it's tough when you talk about it because, like, so Grant's a better scorer than Kyle. I mean, then Grant this year is a better scorer than Kyle in high school. But does that mean he's better?
I'll say
Grant's
this.
Tough? I mean,
that's
Kyle's
fine.
Tougher. Kyle's a better rebounder.
I will go with a better playmaker in Chase Lowe.
Yeah, but then KJ's a way better shooter than Chase. They're both big and strong.
But I want a
They're
playmaker.
Both great rebounders.
I want a playmaker.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we say Chase was a playmaker, but he's still 17 points a game, Union
yeah.
County Player of the Year.
Yeah, and there's a little bit more diversity in that team, you know, I feel like. But again, you had Chase leading away at 17. You got two guys leading away with 22 and a half here. But I would take the 2 years ago team, but I think that would be you – know, I think that is more interesting than people would want
you know,
to think.
That's something that we could talk about next year.
Yeah.
We got to wait till see how far this team here goes.
Right, right.
Because that team went 31-0. And then if
yeah.
you include the 19 the year before,
yeah.
that's 49-0.
Yeah.
For Porter Ridge, the starters will be Carucci, Long, Conroy, Harrison, O.C.,
got one Carucci starting, and we have the other one dressed, so he must be doing the five-quarter thing or fifth-quarter thing.
For Weddington, it should be Ellison, Hamilton, Cook, Zepp, and Younger.
I do think this Porter Ridge team has talent to compete with anybody, as they showed in that Marvin game. You know, they can be good. I didn't like their shot selection a lot of that Marvin game, but I'll tell you, this guy right here, Ziggy Harris, is going to be the shortest guy on the floor, and I know he had 7 or 8 rebounds in the last game.
Yep.
And he's a tough matchup. He's strong, and he's deceptively athletic and strong for how little he is.
Home whites for Weddington, road gray for the Pirates.
The only one that daps this up, he's the only one.
You know, as the dad, you could, like, demand it. Like, you're gonna do this. Well, you better do this.
Yeah, I don't really operate that way. And
well, then I'm gonna have to talk to his mom.
You know it didn't work. But wait, he's the one that does do it, though, I'm saying.
But, like, is he doing it because you told him to?
Oh, well, maybe. My other son wouldn't. If I'd have told him to, he wouldn't.
But we had Chase and Kyle.
Right.
Carucci and Younger will jump center. Porter Ridge left to right. Weddington right to left on your internet dial.
And here we go.
Tip in the air and one by the Pirates.
He's in the front court. Harris is all over the place.
Up top they give it to Long. Right wing over to Osi. Back up top to Harris. Hands off to Long. Samaj with it. Younger up on him.
Weddington and that really good half-court man they play.
On the block to Carucci. Dennis. Jump stop to Long. Not where he wanted it. He'll go to work. Kick into the corner to Osi.
They make you work, don't they?
Back up top to Ziggy Harris. Will drive. Hang. Shot. Glass and good.
I think that's a tough matchup for Aiden Cook right there. He's quick and he's strong.
Younger, Zepp, and Cook in the backcourt. And Cook will bring it up. Cross court over to Younger. Back to Cook, far side, cross the timeline. Now to Younger, rise, fire, three, no good. Rebound by Conroy. Jacob with it, he'll bring it up himself. Across the timeline, right wing into the corner. Osi a three, in and out.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Carucci did not get away with that.
That could have
foul.
Been a, that could have been a major injury right there. Yeah, Carucci did give him that forearm shiver in the back.
At the YMCA, that's an old man foul right there. Just a
Yeah.
Soft press here by the Pirates. Near side to Younger. Back to Cook across the timeline.
They split it. Where's he throwing at? Oh, he got lucky.
Younger goes up. Two-hand. Wham!
Yeah, Cook and Weddington got real lucky there. That should have been a turnover.
2-2. Conroy across the timeline. Back to Long. Long with Hill Hamilton on him. Now up top to Harris, guarded by Ellison.
I think they switched that right away. Yep. Cook guarding Conroy.
Conroy now to Long. Hamilton. He'll go right at him. Now they skip it over to Osi. Into the corner to Conroy. Back up top to Long. Near side to Osi. Now to Conroy left wing. Back far side. Long baseline. Pull up. 15. No good. Rebound by Younger. KJ. Second in the county in rebounding. Younger throws it off of Conroy's leg. Out of bounds. It'll stay. Weddington basketball.
A little bit of a slow offensive start.
Hamilton from three missed everything.
And there's Harris for a rebound.
Over to Ziggy Harris now. On the block, Harris, another one up and good.
Yeah, he's, like I say,
he's got four.
He's strong and aggressive.
Into the corner, Ellison is fouled with a hit to the head by Osi.
Two kind of early fouls here on Porter Ridge, one on Carucci and one on Osi.
Younger will trigger it. Let's see if I can get a score of that girls game over at Marvin. Up top with it, Cook. Into the corner, Zepp. Back over to Cook now between the circles. 5:25 to go here, we're in the first. Hamilton puts it on the floor and is cut off. Now they get the Younger high post. Sorry, Ellison to Younger from the corner. I got it for the three.
And when KJ's hitting three, it gets really rough too. He shot about 30%, I think, on the season. When he's hitting, he's really tough.
Long across the timeline, throws it away to Zepp. Mason with the steal. Back to Hamilton. Grant down the lane. Pull up from 15. No, missed everything again. That's two air balls.
Wow.
The first one was over the basket.
Yeah.
This one was short of the basket.
Yep. Yeah, they're saying, you know, the Weddington coaches want to see more ball movement and patience. You know, they're saying you can get whatever shot you want. You don't have to force that one.
Our contact at Cuthbertson did not attend tonight.
Oh.
Conroy in the corner, a three. No good. Another air ball.
Gotta watch that.
Nobody
foul.
Wants to shoot well tonight. Cook with it across the timeline. Aiden to Younger. He likes to shoot. He'll knock it down to three.
From Cook.
Yes, sir. 8-4, Weddington.
And all 8 points to KJ Younger so far.
Harris. He has Porter Ridge's four. Near side to Long. Up top to OC, into the corner, back to Harris. This time Hamilton on him now. Long with it, with Cook up on him.
I think they're trying to kind of clear it out to get Long going one-on-one with him.
Is it Rashawn Elmore up top here at the elbow with a screen? They'll switch. Ellison on Long now. Now they'll switch back. Long ain't going anywhere with it tonight. Good D by Weddington. Conroy to Long.
Really making him work.
And a foul is called. Matthew Powers. Jaden Najee in for the first time as Zepp and Ellison. That seems to be Weddington's rotation.
Yeah.
Those two are the first subs in.
Right. Trying to keep, I think, those big three in for pretty big minutes, but keeping the other two fresh.
Conroy inbounds it to Elmore. Rashawn kick to OC, back up top to Long. Right side to Conroy. Elmore into the corner. Rashawn drive through the lane. Pump fake up shot. Nope, he's fouled. It'll be on Powers, I believe.
Yeah, he's a good athlete.
Oh, yeah, it's on Matthew Powers.
Yeah, Elmore's a heck of an athlete. Him and Yelverton.
Who normally had been starting, but not tonight. OC, the last two games, has been starting. That one up and good for Elmore. Outstanding wide receiver as a sophomore this past football season for Porter Ridge.
Definitely a slow start for Weddington, and you know, like I said in the girls' game, if you give the underdog, Porter Ridge, a little bit of hope, give them a little bit of confidence, they can get interesting.
That one up and good as well. It's 8-6, Weddington leads. 3:35 to go here as Carucci will come back in on the next dead ball. Cook to Younger. Cross court to Najee, left wing, on the Powers. Off of Conroy, out of bounds, it'll stay Weddington ball.
And, you know, I wouldn't usually advise playing a ton of zone against this Weddington team, but I think it's working pretty well right now.
Najee inbounds up top to the front court to KJ Younger. Hands off to Cook between the circles. Still in that 2-3 zone. Back door, Younger.
Oh,
holy moly!
Man.
Threw it down with two hands. KJ's got...
Man, he gets up there. He's got 10.
All the Warriors points. Harris, drive, hang, shot, no. Carucci, the putback is good.
He's a tough kid.
10-8, Warriors lead.
Tough kid. He does the dirty work down there.
Cook back to Younger across the timeline. Still with it up top. Younger, Conroy on him. Skip pass to Cook on the right wing. 2:45 to go here in the first. 10-8, Warriors. Left side to Hamilton. Now to Younger. KJ drive, hang, shot, no. Rebound, goes out of bounds. It'll stay Warrior basketball.
Yeah, Younger knew he was going to miss that one. He just kind of threw it up and went right back after.
Well, when you're playing on an 8-foot rim, you can do that. That's what it seems like he does.
It does seem,
Long back in, OC coming out for Porter Ridge.
And this Weddington team looks a little discombobulated against the zone.
Yeah, a little flat.
Like they don't, not a lot of offensive pressure right now.
Two air balls by Hamilton is unusual to start the game.
And Powers, that makes things tougher.
Yep. Hamilton with it up top. High post to Najee. Threw it away. Loose ball. He got it back. Cook, a corner three.
Oh,
missed everything again.
Where is the
That's
air
three
coming
air
from?
Balls tonight for Weddington. Long will push. Pull up three for Samaj. An air ball on that end.
Wow.
That's five air balls in the corner between the two teams. Cook wants another one. Not that time.
That wasn't an air ball.
Timeout, Coach Ellington, and the Warriors with a lead of 13-8 with a minute 56 to go. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
You're listening to UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. The best coverage of Union County basketball.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Aberg, Ryan Cook, courtside here at Warrior Gymnasium. And Warriors up 13-8.
I like taking Hamilton and Cookout in the timeout, so it gives them a little extra time here, and they'll probably get them both back in next offense.
Pressure here by Weddington. Conroy.
Oh.
Kicked by Ellison. It'll stay Pirate basketball.
But, yeah, you know, a score here, and you're feeling good about Porter Ridge. You know, again, they've come out with this zone, and I think that so far Weddington hadn't been super comfortable with it.
Into the backcourt to Long. Samaj breaks the pressure. By himself, down the lane. No, Karuchu has it knocked all the way out top. Elmore's got it into the corner. Karuchu. Back up top to Long. Now near side to Elmore. Conroy into the corner. Karuchu with three. Got it. 13-11, Weddington.
And like I say, this is a start you want if you're Porter Ridge. You get a little confidence.
Younger with it. Left side to Ellison. Back up top to Younger. Hands off to Najee. Now to Zepp, who came out smoking against Marvin Ridge last week. Powers to Younger. Right wing. KJ baseline. Back to Powers, a three. Matthew, no good. Rebound kept alive by Zepp and Najee. Najee into the corner. Under 50 seconds to go. Zepp a three. No good.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to give him a dunk, a putback dunk for KJ Younger.
Jeez.
With 12 of the 15.
And he has been Superman so far tonight for this Weddington team.
30 seconds to go in the quarter. Long breaks the press and is fouled.
That's on Zepp, his first.
Cook and Hamilton back
And a foul isn't a bad idea here. You know, like you've only got three and two fouls. Like you could foul one time here at the right time as long as no one's picking up their second foul. You got Hamilton or Younger have none. Ellison has none. One of those guys fouling wouldn't be a bad thing.
Long into the corner to Conroy. Back up top to Elmore. Now to Long, 25 seconds. Now to Elmore, into the corner. Conroy not where he wants it. 19 seconds. Long drive, hang shot, no. Rebound Hamilton. Over to Cook, 10 seconds to go. Cook across the timeline. Up top to Hamilton. Rock a baby.
Good.
Front end, rebound by Harris. 3-2-1. Elmore a three, no. And at the end of one quarter of play, Weddington 15, Porter Ridge 11. Back after this. UnionCountyHoops.com, game of the week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com game of the week. Let's go back courtside for the second quarter.
Welcome back, Matt Aberg, Ryan Cook. This is the UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week. One quarter in the books, Warriors up 15-11.
Yeah, and I mean, from a scoring standpoint, KJ Younger has really been everything for the Warriors so far. He has 12 of their 15 points. And then Cook is the only other points. He has the
three.
And then and not much scoring for Porter Ridge either. Karuchu has five, and Harris has four, and Elmore has two. So really a slow offensive quarter for both teams, but also credit both teams' defense.
Cook into the backcourt. He'll bring it across. Cook, Zepp, Ellison, Hamilton, Najee. So Younger starts off the second quarter on the bench for a breather. Into the corner. Hamilton a three. Short rebound. Goes out of bounds. It'll be a foul, though. It'll be on Zepp.
They called that foul on Zepp. Wow, that's his second in a weird call, I feel like. I feel like that's a no call, honestly, but it wasn't.
Well, this shirt is gray and red, not striped.
That's right.
Although it is a gray out tonight, I like how you blend it in.
Yeah.
Long with it up top between the circles, right side to Karuchu. Hands off to Conroy, now to Elmore in the three-man weave, back to Long left wing. Trying to go for the high post. They can't get him. Get him out of the lane. There we go.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He was in there for a while. Up top to Conroy, Zepp on him. Jacob left wing over to Harris. Harris with Cook on him. Drive, kick, Long with it. Samaj lost it. Loose ball. Elmore has it stolen away by Zepp. Over to Cook. Cook across the timeline. Nobody stops him. Now they do. Ellison in the corner. A few dribbles. Now he'll rise, fire three. In and out, no good. Rebound It's Porter Ridge basketball.
Yeah, that's a tough three.
OC back in, replaces Long. 6:57 to go here, 15 to 11.
I got to think huge advantage Porter Ridge with the style of this game so far, only 15 to 11.
Would you say very similar to Tuesday's game against Marvin?
Yeah.
Near side to Conroy, yep. Pat Jacob, drive, hang, the little right-handed floater.
They kind of forgot about him for a minute there, and he went up with that unexpected right hand. But, yeah, I mean, it's uglied up and, you know, low scoring, and I think that definitely is more the Pirates' favor right now.
Left side over to Zepp, back up top to Cook, now right wing to Hamilton. Grant with it, high post Ellison. Dribble drive, the little floater, no good. Rebound, Najee pulls it away. Back up top to Ellison to reset. Zepp on the block, Ellison pump fake, and he's fouled by Harris. And Mr. Younger will check in after this free throw.
That is Harris's first foul, team's first of the second quarter.
15-13 with Jack Ellison, the senior, at the line. And good. Najee out, Younger in, Long back in, Elmore out for the Pirates.
Yeah, I mean, one of these teams needs to string a few stops in a row, and they could really, you know, get a big advantage going.
That one is up and good for Jack. 17-13. Long will bring it up. Weddington with the lead. Near side to Ziggy Harris, into the corner to Long. Samaj up top. Osea three. No good. Rebound by Carucci. No, yes, Carucci missed it. Rebound by Ellison. Now to Younger. KJ across the timeline. Dribble drive through the lane. Kick into the corner. Three for Hamilton is there.
They needed to get him going.
Even at 25%, he's good. That's one for four.
Well, and that's why I said if team gets a few stops and scores, and now it's a seven-point game, they need a score here.
Up top, almost stolen away by Hamilton. OC. Timeout is called by Coach Malone. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here with 5:34 to go. 20-13, Weddington with the lead.
You know I like saving possessions with timeouts, and I think that's what Coach Malone did there. Now, might have gotten out of trouble, might not have needed it, but it's a good time to regroup here, set a good half-court, you know, call a good half-court set here that you guys are comfortable with. But, yeah, I mean, it's kind of – this is where it could start getting dicey. This is kind of – we used to say this about the Weddington team from a couple years ago, where if there was a kind of a close start, all of a sudden you don't even really see it coming. And then it's like, whoa, now they're up 12. And then,
it's
no,
like,
now
where'd
they're,
that come, you know, from?
And so that's what Porter Ridge has got to be real careful with right here. I think this is an important –
I mean, the
score.
Reason I feel that it's not is because Hamilton is 1 of 4 from three.
Right. And if he starts hitting
– if he hit two of those, we're looking at –
yeah.
We're looking at a double-digit lead. Conroy will trigger to my right. Into the backcourt to Long. Samaj dribbles away from it. Harris, top of the key, drive, hang shot. Blocked by Hamilton, but he's fouled. And that'll be on Grant.
That's Hamilton's first. Harris is quick and athletic, man. I mean, maybe.
Unconventional, but he is.
Yes, and maybe don't love all of his decision-making, but, man, he plays hard all the time on both ends.
And he
strong.
Gets chippy. He can get chippy.
Yeah, yeah.
Up and no good.
Yeah, you got to make the – I mean, he needs this one here. Like I say, you got to get points on the board in this little run that Weddington has started.
Harris, the second one up, no good.
Oh,
rebound,
man,
by Hamilton.
That hurts.
Over to Younger, and he'll bring it up right to left. 5:15 to go here in the first half. Up top to Zepp. Mason with it. Now to Ellison, right wing. On the block to Younger.
Oh, man.
Him and Carucci, and the foul will be on Elmore.
Probably they were all kind of hanging on Younger there. Elmore?
Yep. Najee coming in to replace Ellison.
And that's Elmore's first. So no one on either team has two fouls other than Mason Zepp is playing with two. But he's not. Oh, yeah, he is playing.
Cook with it. Into the corner to Hamilton.
Oh, geez.
Didn't have anywhere to go with it. Just threw it away.
Didn't know where he was going.
Conroy to Long. got trapped, and now up top to Elmore. Spin, hang, lost it on the way up. Stolen away by Najee. Over to Cook. 4:45 to go here. Cook with it right side. Younger a three. Got it.
Oh, man.
Lead is 10.
Yeah, danger zone. Danger zone. Got to get a good one here.
Harris with it. Now to Conroy. Zepp with the D. Conroy dribble. Lost it. Over to Long. Samaj. Oh, is fouled by Cooker, man. Younger. Cook. Well, we've seen him get a technical this year. I mean, I've heard rumors. Kid's a hack.
He's dirty, right?
He's not clean.
That's his second. That's his second foul of the half.
He'll take a seat. Ellison returns.
He and Zepp are the only two in the game with two fouls.
They get it to Ziggy Harris.
Up.
Has it knocked away into the backcourt.
Oh, man.
Harris. Conroy, a three. Short. Rebound by Najee. Over to Zepp. Left side to Younger. KJ goes baseline.
That was a flop.
No. Rebound by Conroy.
Najee's
and Najee
hurt.
Is down with a bad ankle. I mean, technically, he's got a point.
I think so. Like
technically, by the book, he's got a point.
They had the ball. I think
you stopped the injury. You had the ball, and you stopped it on a fast break.
But like, what I'm not sure about is that, like, it, can he just deem? I guess he can. I mean,
player safety.
His discretion. It wasn't in the fast break. Like, they had the ball there, like physically stopped for a second. You know what I mean? They hadn't started up the floor. I don't know if that's his.
Well, I don't think they stopped just – Porter Ridge just wasn't holding the ball and he called time.
He just did it, like, right away.
Yes, like, they were going to push it.
I don't know
it,
what the right – yeah.
I mean, Coach Malone out of point. Well, that's a discretion call for the ref.
Yeah.
Left side to Harris, goes baseline, cut off, back up top to Elmore. Rashawn with it, near side to Long. Now to Conroy, almost faked himself out. And a loose ball, he gets it back up top. Stolen away by Hamilton. Grant – behind the back, down the lane, got it, and the foul. And Grant will go to the line for the bonus.
Foul's on two. Conroy, that's his first. Hamilton now with five.
If you don't have the horses to run with this team, you cannot have silly passes like that that end up in transition in a three-point play
old-fashioned
way.
For sure.
26-13, Weddington.
Noah Muteb in the game now.
Muteb up top. Guarding Elmore. Now up top, they get it to Long. Samaj. Hands off to Osi. Back to Samaj in the corner. Long will dribble out. Now to Elmore.
Still no signs of Yelverton, right?
No, sir. Elmore, guarded by Muteb. Back to Carucci. 3:10 to go here in the half. Carucci, the floater is good.
That's
a pretty
nice
move.
That is pretty.
Spin, baseline side.
Well, I like Yelverton. I mean,
he's a good three threat for him.
And a good big athlete. Back to the zone.
Younger, rise, fire. Three, no good. Rebound kept alive. Younger's own rebound. Up and good.
Yep.
28-15. We are now in second gear, Coach.
Yeah. Important possession.
Stolen by Hamilton. Grant up.
Oh.
Fouled as he tried to throw it down.
Oh.
And Elmore wasn't going to let that happen. And he'll go to the line to earn him.
I'll tell you what, there aren't many people that would stop that. And
tell you what, Grant was measuring it like
he was.
You knew he was going to go at it.
And
Elmore
like
was going to go up.
I like both plays there. I like that Elmore didn't just back off like a lot of kids do.
Let him have it.
But I like that Grant saw it coming too, and he said,
Elmore's
we're both
the athlete
up.
That can challenge
he's
that.
One of the few.
Up and no good for Grant tonight.
Yeah. He hasn't been automatic at the free throw line the way I'd have thought. He's got 6 points, but he's 1 for 2 from the line.
Second one up for Hamilton is good.
2 for 3.
29-15 Warriors as Conroy comes back in. Harris lost it. Rebound by Ellison, over to Zepp. Mason left wing to Younger. How can you misplace him? Muteb back to Younger. Rise, fire, three, short. Rebound goes right to Hamilton. Grant, spin, kick. Mutemp top key now to Ellison. Younger left wing. He'll go baseline. Kick into the corner. Mutemp rise. No, didn't want to take it.
Oh.
Over. Like, too unselfish.
Yep. Yep.
Long with the steal. He'll go coast. And a blocking foul called on Jack Ellison. Conroy back in, Najee back in for Weddington. Elmore comes out.
Make 11 shoot.
And 13.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
And Najee. Make them shoot, and they're not. For somehow, Younger gets the ball out of the wing, and no one's around him.
Yeah.
Kuruchu will trigger it for Porter Ridge with 2:02 to go here. All the way out top to Conroy, left side over to Long. Samaj with it. Now to O.C., who has not hit a three yet tonight. Into the corner.
Oh,
Conroy
a
three.
Though.
Long, another sixth air ball between the two teams.
Crazy. It's windy in here, I think.
Windy in the mountain air or something. Left side to Zepp.
You got Younger wide open.
And he is in the corner, and nobody rotates, and they pay for it.
I don't know why you do that.
32-15, Coach. 17-point lead.
Getting away quickly, like we said.
Now we're in third. Long with it up top between the circles. Goes to work. OC a three on its way. No good. Rebound by Zepp.
Yeah, and that's not the shot that I think you're looking
One
for.
One shot and no boards.
I got 20 for Younger in the first half.
School record's 45. Up on the way and good for Najee.
Where did that come from?
Came from Jack Ellison. 35-15, a 20-point lead.
And it's exactly what we were talking about when this started. You know, it's like 20-14 maybe-ish.
After one quarter of play, it was 15-11.
And I think at about 20 to...
It's a 20-4 run.
Yeah. And we said, you know, that you can see it, all of a sudden it just is there quick. And it's
bad
like,
passes, transition buckets. Nobody's covering Younger.
Yep.
He's the best. He's if not the best player. These co-players... best players in the county, and you cannot leave him free on the wing.
Well, and I think that, you know, this is what we talked about a little bit in that Porter Ridge, or in the Marvin Ridge
yes.
game. I talked a lot about the shot selection that I didn't like, you know, and I feel like Porter Ridge is just not a very deep three-point shooting team, meaning they don't have many guys that need to be taking many threes is what I'm trying to say. If I got Jacob Conroy open with a good look, I like him taking them. He just hadn't hit them tonight, you know. But I don't really like to see OC taking the threes and don't like to see Elmore taking the threes. You know, I mean, I feel
your
like
best three-pointer by percentages is Yelverton, who's on the bench and hasn't played. Now, is he hurt? I don't know.
He is over there, though, right? Or do we know if he's over there?
Yes, he is in street clothes.
Oh, well, then he's probably not getting in.
Nope. I'll go out on that long limb. It's strong, though.
They've really been struggling over there with, like, injuries and –
and dismissals,
people
leaving the team.
Yeah.
Long with it up top, under a minute to go in the half. Near side to Conroy, back to Long. Now to Ziggy Harris, going to go down the lane and kick into the corner to OC. Back up top to Long, a three for Samaj. No good, missed everything but the backboard. Now hands off over to Younger. Weddington on the move. Long got a hold of some jersey, and a blocking foul is called that will be on OC.
That was a tough one. I think that could go either way. That's OC's second.
38.3 seconds to go in the quarter and the half.
And yeah, five team fouls in this quarter, so we'll have somebody shooting. Younger?
Yes.
Looking to improve on his 20 first half points.
School record, county record is 45 by Grant Hamilton. You're not going to get it that way.
Wah, wah. We saw quite the individual performances in the girls' game. At
yes, we did, between two freshmen.
Yes, 37 for Ashanti Taylor from Porter Ridge and 27 for Caroline Clark from Weddington.
Up and good for Younger on that one. 21-point lead for the Warriors here with 35 seconds to go before the half. Marvin Ridge girls defeated Cuthbertson tonight. Don't have a score, but I do have a victory for the Mavs. Into the corner to Elmore, 22 seconds to go. Rashawn, right wing, guarded by Powers. Back up top, OC now on left wing over to Long.
It's tough to score quick against this Weddington team.
10 seconds to go. One shot for Coach Malone. Long going to drive. Hang. Kick to Harris into the corner. OC a three. Another miss. And that'll do it at the end of one half of play. Weddington 36. Porter Ridge 15. We'll take it back. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. We're back for the second half in just 1 minute.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Averick, Ryan Cook, halftime of the boys, winning it up 36-15.
We're being harassed by fans.
Yes.
I don't know. Is that somebody, fan, does that count? Or
somebody
that...
fell down the bleachers into me.
Wait, they're both players, too.
Yes.
Like, they and almost
Coach,
injured themselves.
Coach Welch is like,
you.
We're seven. We got seven kids, and you are not allowed to get hurt.
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, she's acting like she was 7 years old.
Okay. No, he was saying.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I, you know, sometimes I think I'm funny, and most people don't. But
agree
the
with
way
that.
That the scoring goes, KJ Younger leading the way with 21 points, Grant Hamilton 7, Aiden Cook 3, Jaden Najee 3, and Jack Ellison 2. For Porter Ridge, For Porter Ridge, leading the way is Dennis Carucci, Harris with 4, Conroy with 2, and Elmore with 2. 15 points in the first half ain't going to get it done. You got a final for us?
Yes, 58-51, Marvin Ridge 1. Coach Busick was asking about a final for the girls over here. I'm sending it to him now. Porter Ridge with the basketball, moving right to left to start the second half. Elmore with it up top. Elmore, Long, Conroy, Carucci, and Ziggy Harris. The starters back in for Weddington. Zepp Younger, Ellison, Cook, and Hamilton. Carucci with it out top. On the block, stolen away by Cook. Aiden with it. Pull up. Nope. Bounce pass.
Oh, a good pass, and that was
Ellison
a layup.
Back to Hamilton, and it's stolen away by Harris. Over to Conroy, and he'll push. Into the front court. Jacob hands off to Harris, now to Long. Long with it. Up top to Conroy. Got Zepp in the air. Drive, hang, shot. No. And a rebound by Cook. Loose ball on the ground. Cook's got it and is fouled.
He held on to it after about getting tackled, didn't he? Who is that on?
Harris.
That's his second.
7:11 to go here in the third. 36-15, Weddington.
Looks like we got some man-to-man full court pressure now.
It does. Inbound to Cook. Long on Cook. He'll bring it up and wave off his friends. Across the timeline, far side of the court. Now he spins. Mid-court, now near side to Zepp on the right wing. Up top to Hamilton. High post to Younger. Spin on Elmore. Drive, kick. Nope, he's fouled on the shot.
He's just too strong, too big and strong. Like, it's pretty hard not to foul him.
You know, I just, when you just said that and on that play, you know who his rear end and legs look like?
Huh.
Shelton Mitchell.
Okay.
He had that high waist and he could back people down.
Yeah.
Up and good for Younger.
Yeah.
He's a lot more stronger in the legs than Mitchell was, but Mitchell ended up going to many places.
That's kind of what I was going to say.
Wake, Vatek, and then Clemson. Up and good for that one.
23 early points for KJ Younger. Have a night, young man.
Elmore out.
Like
OC in.
We're seeing some great individual performances tonight.
Yep, two with the girls. And you got Younger tonight.
A little zone here, maybe, or not. Not.
Conroy right wing up top to Harris.
Oh,
stolen
right
away
Hamilton.
Again by Grant Hamilton. Grant missed it.
Oh, he missed it. He couldn't decide
what
to
do. Not
his
night tonight.
He couldn't decide if he wanted to try to throw it down or not.
OC a three. Got it. Basket's good, but a loose ball foul?
Wait, did they call
it? It's a loose ball foul on Harris, but the basket is good.
They called it on.
It's on Harris underneath.
Yeah, wait, so I'm sorry. Who hit the three? Who was it? You just called it.
OC.
I think you're right. Yeah, OC.
OC hit the three. Its bucket is good. Harris with the foul.
Yeah, Harris is third.
Cook, they inbound it too. Gets passed long. Cook at midcourt. Like they're holding hands.
Yeah.
It's going to be on long and an arm bar.
I think that was kind of going on most of the way up the floor. That's four early fouls. Then the next foul, the whole rest of the way, the Warriors will be shooting two with 6:22 to go.
Just keep an eye on some things.
They getting a little chippy?
Just keep an eye and an ear. Cook will trigger it. Up top to Najee. Rise, fire, three. No good. Rebound by Younger.
Of course.
Another rebound by Younger. The putback is good this time. He likes those plus points.
Yeah.
OC on the right wing. Lost his dribble. Stolen away by Cook. Aiden across the timeline with a pass to Najee. Najee spin. Throws to Cook. Aiden going to drive. Now to Najee. Now to Younger on the right wing. Got it.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you let him go for it? Do you let him go for it?
Maybe.
I'm just asking. What's he got?
I don't know.
School record, county record's 45. Held by Hamilton and Sean Stewart.
So he's got... Who?
That's 25 plus the free throws.
28.
Can he get it?
I mean, he could, but it may look pretty bad. That's where it's tough.
If he doesn't miss, you know what I mean? If they're just...
I know. He's really going to have to finish this quarter strong, I think, for you to consider it.
He's got to get to 35 at the quarter.
I'm okay,
that means 10 more points.
I'm okay with him playing however long in the third quarter. Like, even if they're up by, you know, whatever. I mean, you can't get too upset if a kid's playing in the third quarter of a blowout. But you could
conference
get upset.
Conference game, too. I'm just saying.
You could get upset if they're up. I mean, what are they up now? 25? I mean, if they're up 30, 35 at the end of the quarter, he probably shouldn't touch the floor anymore.
So I guess then I'm asking, how does someone get a record like that?
That's hard. I mean, it's tough as a coach to decide. It's tough. I mean, I got criticized for it. I got criticized because I would at times let Stephanie get.
But I did that game when she got 50. I don't remember.
Yeah,
I mean,
that one wasn't bad.
I mean that's the county record for boys and girls.
Right.
I don't remember her getting scrap buckets, you know, with a minute left and you're up by 70.
No.
And let's remember that Cuthbertson team was not a bad team then.
No.
They had a couple players.
Yeah.
Left side up top to Caruccio. 43-18 with 5:40 to go here in the third. Long to Harris, right wing. Ziggy with a dribble drive through the lane. Kick, long, Caruccio. He'll guide through the lane, jump stop. Now to Long in the corner. Won't take the three.
Yeah, they just make you work, and it's tough. Like Coach Haynes was telling us the other night. Oh, I didn't realize Onur Caruccio was in.
Yep, the other Caruccio was in as well, Onur and Dennis. Long with it up top. Now to Onur. Played in the JV game. Now he's in the varsity, back up top. Right side over to Harris.
They're really making him work for a shot.
Conroy to Long. Drive, hang, blocked by Hamilton.
Wow.
Hits it right to Ellison and Conroy.
What a defensive possession. Quite a defensive possession by the Warriors.
And Ellison out, powers in.
It's devastating when you're down 25 and they make you work that long. So, I mean, it's almost like you're stalling. And I like the patience. They're not trying to force shots. But, I mean, you kind of can't afford to hold on to the ball for a minute when you're down 25.
Hamilton inbounds it to Najee. Lost it. Now he's got it. Now Ziggy Harris has got it. And the foul is called. It'll be on Jaden Najee. Conroy will trigger it.
And it's Najee's first.
Harris back to Conroy up top. Elmore between the circles. Left side over to Harris. Harris, spin, baseline, shot. Foul's going to be, I think, on Hamilton.
Yeah, but it's on Cook. That's really weird.
It's on Grant with the trip, they call it. Cook thought he was Will Chamberlain taking a swipe at that ball on the way up.
He made a nice block. And
no,
he did. He thought it was on him, and he was like, whoa.
Ziggy Harris at the line for two. Harris up and no good.
He's now 0 for 3 from the line. He's got 4 points tonight. Three rebounds and two steals. I mean, He makes a lot happen, but the Warrior defense is really keeping him in check. Second one's good. Now he has 5 points.
43-19, Warriors with the lead. Quinn Vaughn will come in on the next dead ball. I think that's going to answer our question.
Yep.
Younger down the lane, kicked in the corner. Cook a three. No good. Rebound by Carucci. That's an oar. Over to Harris across the timeline. Left side over to Conroy. Now to Carucci. Now to his brother Dennis. Going to go to work on Powers. Right side to Harris. Ziggy, drive, hang, shot. Got it.
Yeah, I really thought he walked there like the coaches, the Weddington coaches did.
Hamilton. They'll inbound it to him. He'll bring it up. Conroy on him. Across the timeline, making Grant work.
Should be a count. There's no count. I agree.
Into the corner. Powers a three. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll stay Weddington basketball.
I agree with Coach Malone. I'm not sure why they weren't counting. Didn't you think Conroy kept up good pressure?
I mean, he was in his back pocket the whole time. Hamilton will trigger it. It was right in front of us. They lob it up top to Younger. KJ with it. Hands off to Vaughn. Powers. Najee baseline. Spin. Skip pass. Younger a three. Got it. I'm just saying if he doesn't miss.
That's his sixth three.
46-21 Weddington.
That assist from Najee, I believe.
Carucci up top to Conroy. Jacob back to Carucci with 3:20 to go. Coach Malone still barking at the refs.
Yeah.
Elmore going to drive. And a foul is called. It'll be on Najee.
It's 31 for Younger right now.
He had 37 in the first game of the year, I believe, against Audrey Kell.
Yeah.
And he's gone nothing but downhill. I mean, he's averaging 37 a game. Now he's at 22.
Yeah. Really falling off.
It's a shame he can't step his play up.
And he's got six threes. You know, if you had told me last year that he'd hit six threes in a game, I'd have thought you were crazy.
I agree with you.
Yeah, last year his shot selection wasn't great.
Decision making overall wasn't great, and it's really a big difference this year.
It really is.
Into the corner to Conroy. Three, Jacob got it.
That's his first of the game. They need to get him going. He's got 5 points in his first three.
Hamilton across the timeline. Carucci, they pick him up. Left wing, Powers now between the circles. Hit in the backcourt, Elmore's going to throw it down. Rashawn, and he does with two hands. 46-26, still a 20-point lead.
Yep.
Timeout, Coach Ellington, a full timeout.
Stop
with 2:37 to go.
Stop.
We'll keep it right here, Matt Aberg, Ryan Cook.
Stop a little bad momentum, you know. I mean, I think that's a good thing. I mean, not in a whole lot of trouble yet, but why let things go in that fashion, you know? So the halftime difference was 21. Right, 21. They've cut it 1 point, I guess, at this point. But Weddington had increased it, so spiked back a little bit, but. You know, you only had 15 points at a half. They've got 11 points this quarter. So, I mean, you're showing signs of life, but you got to get more stops and more scores.
You cannot trade 3 for 2.
Right. Well,
at all.
Really can't trade.
No, you have to get stops.
2 for anything or 3 for anything. It's got to be 2s and stops.
Next week, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week, Weddington at Sun Valley, and then Weddington at Cuthbertson Tuesday and Friday, and that will be – we got – 4 broadcasts left. 3 together.
Oh, wow.
Because the following week, I'm going to do Parkwood at Piedmont. That's
a big
game for them.
Well, I mean, I'm just sad that we're that close.
But
it's
then,
weird, though, to think.
Because of the tournament,
like,
though, they're not doing the home. From what I was told, Porter Ridge will host all the games.
Okay.
So that's an all-day event for us together. I can't wait.
Oh, you're saying, okay, we still have those on
yeah,
top
yeah,
of.
Yeah, 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 on top of regular season.
I got it.
And then, you know, we'll see about the state playoffs. Younger. Throws it out of bounds, looking for Powers. It'll be Porter Ridge ball.
And you get a little frustrated as a coach when you call that timeout, and they come right out and turn it over.
Carucci down the lane. The little floater is good.
He's tough. He's a tough kid. 9 points for Carucci.
46-28, Weddington, 2:15 to go here in the third. Quinn Vaughn with it across the timeline.
Boy, a lot of contact.
Harris all over him still. Oh, now we got a count. Off of a leg, it'll stay Weddington ball.
Hard to believe none of that was a foul. Harris sure gets after it, though. He makes you work.
Cook and Ellison back in.
So we got all five starters. Coach Ellington says we're not messing around.
Well, if you're Coach Ellington, you can't have your subs making turnovers like that.
Right.
Hamilton in the air by Carucci, the younger one, Honor.
I would see my life flash before my eyes if that was coming at me like that.
Well, we've seen that happen where a kid will come over here, even just remotely close to you, and you're like.
That's scary with Honor. He's a big dude.
Listed at 6'6 as a sophomore. Hamilton up and good.
Grant is 3 for 4 from the line tonight with 8 points. Only 8 points.
And then the next home game we'll do for Weddington is the senior night.
Okay.
Against Marvin Ridge on February 16th.
Can't believe how close we're getting.
Into the corner to Carucci. Honor with it. Up top to Elmore. Rashawn guarded by Hamilton. Bully ball. Tries it. Off the glass. The foul is good.
Grant laughed at him because he yelled in his face. I think I just saw Grant say something to him about the scoreboard, too.
Well, you're up 18.
Yeah, I would say something to him.
Elmore at the line for the bonus. And it's good. And a foul away from the ball. Harrison Cook. It's on Harris.
This could be bad right here. Watch
well,
this.
I just
watch
said,
this.
And
this.
That's what I told you.
Watch these two.
Heard a cuss word. That'll put Cook at the line.
Was your point? It's okay to call my son out. Was your point that Cook and Harris were getting pretty?
No, I saw something at the free throw line, but when I turned and looked, Harris had his arms out and his palms up. Like, what did I do?
No, but I meant like when
yes,
you said watch
yes,
down here. That
yeah.
Cook and Harris.
Yes.
Because
yes.
Aiden's not. He's not going back down from anyone either. He didn't look real tough.
No, there was.
He didn't back down.
There was on that play that we're talking about. Harris was on the ground. Cook. Kind of threw
a little,
unintentionally, the ball went towards Harris on the ground.
It?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't see.
And I'm just saying, that, you know, then now I'm going to one up you.
Yeah.
So 50-31. Yep.
Can't let it get ugly.
Carucci hands off to Conroy. Jacob drive, kick. OC on the left wing. 50-31. The Warriors lead with 1:30 to go here in the third. Shot. Onur, no good. Rebound by Zepp. Over to Cook. Cook up to Ellison across the timeline. Jack, not sure what that was about. He took the foul. It's a charge. That's where I really want these kids to develop a mid-range game.
Yeah.
Just pull up.
There, yeah. Pull up, bring it out, something. That was a pretty easy call, pretty easy setup there.
Carucci on the left wing. Elmore down the lane. Shot, no, but a foul. It'll be on Hamilton.
That's his fourth, I believe, right? Yeah, that's four on Hamilton. I mean, the game gets a little more serious if you gotta take him out with, you know, in the third quarter.
Yep. Elmore at the line with 1:12 to go. Up. No good.
Elmore's got 7 tonight. He is 3 for 4 from the line so far.
Second one, he'll measure it. On its way, got that one. 50-32. Pressure here, they cross to Zepp midcourt. Drive for Mason, nobody's fouled. It'll be on Conroy.
Conroy's second.
I understand the score is getting out of hand, but so is
the play
a starting
bit.
To a little
yeah.
bit. We still have 8 more minutes to go.
Zepp goes the line with looking for his first points, but didn't get it.
Very un-Weddington-like. I think I'm going to have to come in tomorrow and have a talk. Zep again, this one no good. Rebound by Carucci, the younger one. Anur over to Conroy. Jacob gives off to Dennis Carucci. Jump stop, no. Rebound Ellison, and the foul is called.
Yep. Big rebound by Ellison there.
Foul's going to be on Carucci, Dennis.
Way to be tough when you're going against a guy like Carucci, but that's Dennis's second. But every time they foul, you're marching down here to shoot free throws at this point. And that's on either side. Both teams are shooting free throws the rest of the way.
You ever been on a cruise?
One. Just my honeymoon.
Oh, wow.
24
this
years ago.
This one is good.
24 years ago.
That one up and good. Powers in, Cook out. Pressure here by the Warriors a little bit. Under a minute to go in the third, 56.8 points. 8 seconds to go. Elmore to Carucci. Dennis, drive, hang, shot. Got it.
Nice. 11 for Dennis.
Younger, quickly, a 1-on-4. And now.
That might have been a clean one.
And what I don't like is that where he called that from, way over there on the far.
He might be getting overruled, actually. No?
Nope. You do not overrule Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I'm thinking you're right on that.
You just don't do that.
I'm thinking you're right on that. I don't think that was a very good call, though.
Up and got it.
What did we say? Maybe 32 now?
Yeah.
That sound right? So 33 here if he makes this. I don't think he can defend long enough to do it.
Well, I mean, it's 20. It's been as low as 17. Conroy across the timeline. Nope, back to OC.
Uh-oh.
Stolen away by Younger. Throws it down with two hands. 56-34, Weddington. 27 seconds to go in the third. Into the corner, OC, cross court to Conroy. Top of the key, dribble drive. Anur Carucci, no good, rebound. Off of Porter Ridge, Weddington ball with 10 seconds to go.
Got 10 seconds, they're trying to get a quick score here. I mean, it's a lot of time. Just don't want a turnover if you're Weddington.
Cook with the basketball. Cook to Younger. KJ. Up top to Ellison. 3-2-1. Jack. Nope. And that'll do it at the end of three quarters of play. Weddington 56. Porter Ridge 34. We'll take a break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com is giving away.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the fourth and final quarter. Here's Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Welcome back, Union County Hoops.com. It's game of the week. The final 8 minutes of regulation are on the clock. Warriors up 56-34. Going to most likely improve to 5-0 in the conference, 19-1 overall. And pretty much, I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's a conference title sewn up.
Sure seems that
Marvin
way.
Was going to be the challenger, and they've got two losses.
And I think I would go out the way that Ellington is here in the fourth where, I mean, it's a 22-point game. This isn't a hapless
30,
team.
Right.
And I think you want to come out with your starters and at least make sure, you know, you want to get off to a decent start this quarter, and then you can probably look maybe around the six-minute mark, five-minute mark.
Carucci up top, off to Conroy, a three on the way for Jacob, no good. Rebound by Younger. How many boards he got tonight?
I got six for KJ with his
feels
35.
Feels like a lot more.
Yeah, and I could have missed some.
Younger back door to Cook, up, got it, and good.
Man, that was nice.
The left-handed layup for Aiden.
That was a sweet finish, a sweet pass. That was a really well-run play.
58-34, Carucci, the baby hook, got it.
Man, Dennis they could
utilize him more.
Yeah.
Zep behind the defense. Up, got it, and good.
Who is that from?
That was from Aiden Cook, I believe. Conroy. Left wing. Over to Karuchu. Back up top to Long. Now to Onur. Into the corner to Conroy. Now to Dennis Karuchu. Spin at the elbow. The little floater again. Nobody's fouled. And Dennis will go to the line for two.
Call that on Ellison. His third.
Karuchu, the first one up and no good.
It's his first free throw attempt of the night.
Up and good on that one.
Yeah, it's 14.
Hamilton and Zep out.
For the elder Karuchu.
Double his average.
Okay.
Cook with it. Under the 7 minutes to go in the game to Najee. Najee going to go right to the rack. No, but he's fouled. It'll be on Onur.
The third on Onur.
Coach Malone still getting in his... Up and good for Najee.
He didn't like that was a foul call, is that what he's saying?
He's saying every time they go to the hole, they're getting calls.
It does seem that way, but I think most of them
up and no
obvious.
Good. Rebound by Long. Samaj across the timeline.
This Weddington team is really putting the clamps on Long.
Back up top to Karuchu. Onur over to Long to Conroy. Feet are set, three in the air. No good. Foul will be on, I believe, Ellison as he got the old man lower back
and
push.
That is his fourth. Yeah, Long is yet to score tonight with one rebound and one steal.
I think he only had seven against Marvin in those limited minutes we talked about.
Yeah.
Skip pass stolen away by Najee. Najee by himself, drive, hang, and a charge is called. It'll be on Najee.
That's his third. Scratching your head on that a little bit, or?
Yes. I am.
I am a little bit. It's close.
Again, the mid-range game is such a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Up top to Karuchu, Dennis. Drive on the block, glass, no, too strong. Ellison's got it for Weddington. Over to Cook, 6:05 to go.
I got seven rebounds for Jack Ellison.
Cook with it, over to Najee. Left side to Hamilton. Ellison high post. Younger, rise, fire, three, no good. Rebound off of Weddington, Porter Ridge out of bounds, Weddington ball.
What a hustle play by Najee. That looked like a definite rebound for Porter Ridge. He hustled in and got it off to go off Porter Ridge, maybe.
Ziggy Harris just checks in for the Pirates. All the way out top to Younger. Ellison high post, Cook in the corner. Now up top to Younger.
They're happy to take a little bit of time here in a 24-point game.
5:35 to go in the contest. Najee with it on right wing. Cook left side. High post. Ellison with it up top. Cut through is a Hamilton. Spin. Hang. No. Fell 2 weeks ago against Marvin. Would not fall tonight. Conroy going to drive. Elmore a three. A two up and good.
Quick
wanted
basket.
To dunk it. Didn't get up high enough.
Yep, quick basket, that's what they want.
Jake Ford in on the next dead ball. Cook down the lane, Ellison on the block. Pump fake, blocked by Harris. Putback is good by Younger.
Seven rebounds I have for Younger, I think 37.
On the block, Elmore up and good. Timeout, Porter Ridge, and I think Coach Malone may empty the bench as we've got Clay Laredo in for the first time tonight, number 15. And I believe Jake Ford is coming in, number 15, for the first time tonight.
I think he came in for Hamilton, so. Looks like the other starters are going to stay in for now for Weddington. I don't think Younger is going to get to the 45. You said 45, right? Yeah, he's
37, you said?
I think so.
So that's tying his career high. He set back on week one against Audrey Kell. At Audrey Kell.
That's what I got. I got 37 points, 7 rebounds.
I need more from him. I'm just saying. Look, I'm going to go out there on a limb.
And I wonder if you thought he had more rebounds, I wouldn't be shocked if I missed some of them.
Piedmont 56, Forest Hills 36. At Forest Hills, too. That's a – nobody goes into Marshville in, except for Miles Leakes. The other newest member of the 1,000-point club.
Yeah, he's really –
Sid Blackwell hit it for Porter Ridge on Tuesday night. Miles did for Piedmont.
And those are two kids that really know how to play the game. Like, I've seen enough games from Leakes and from Sid that, like, they're not selfish at all. You know, they play the game the right way. They can go out and have games where they score – 25 or
did you see the footage of Miles's shot that broke the 1,000-point mark? It was an NBA
sure.
three
okay. no,
against Monroe.
Yeah.
Inbound Weddington does to Younger to Cook across the timeline. Cook, baseline, Ford underneath, left-handed layup is good.
Yeah, that's really a good job of Jake Ford going the right place and a great look from Cook for the assist.
65-41, Warriors. Harris up top to Elmore. Drive, Elmore up and good.
Yeah, he's been solid tonight. That's 14 for Elmore tonight.
Cook again across the timeline. Quinn Vaughn going to come in and replace K.J. Younger, I heard.
Sounds like he's probably going to end with 37. Unless
yes,
he,
sir.
If he busts a three here, he'll end with 40, right?
Let's see what we got. Or a 39. 39 it is!
Yep.
A new career record for K.J. Younger. 67-43. Weddington with the lead and the win as they continue to go through it here.
crowd favorite is about right.
Elmore decides he takes the three. No good. Rebound. Carucci and Ellison battle for it. It'll be Weddington ball. Tyler Kane, Noah Mutev, and Will Ricketts in.
KJ will end the night with 39.
Vaughn to Ford. Vaughn with it, now to Mutev. Noah left wing, Ricketts a three. No, gets his own rebound, the putback. Nope, offensive foul is called.
Crowd favorite.
Gary.
Coach Ellington's trying to decide right now, isn't he? He's trying to decide if he's going to put him back in.
Coach. County record's 45 as well. The county record is 45 as well.
It's a tough call. It's so hard as a coach. Like.
Elmore up and good on that one. 67-44, Weddington with the lead, 3:17 to go.
Now KJ is cheering for him to make this free throw.
Elmore, and good.
It's so hard, it's really hard. I mean, whatever you do, people are gonna criticize you here, you know?
You think about that. 8-minute quarters. Younger a three. No good. Pass. We'll call that a pass. An assist.
Assist.
69-45.
It's tough.
On the block to Conroy. Carucci to Harris. Elmore left wing as Malone. Three on the way, no good. Rebound, loose ball. Kane had it again. Now Carucci's got it for Porter Ridge. 2:45 to go. And Coach Malone's going to empty his bench.
Now, I thought, though, by rule.
Three, rebound by.
You could only play in one quarter if you played the JV game.
Those are rules I am unaware of.
Me too.
Vaughn back in. Younger going to come out.
Yeah, I think that's the right call. I mean, now Coach Malone has really emptied the bench. And I know, as KJ, it's disappointing. But when you're up 24 with 2.5 minutes left,
I got
it's
you.
It's tough.
Recent call up to varsity this week. Micah Kadang, Braden Payne, Carucci, not a Payne in the corner. On the block, up, no good. Rebound by Anur Carucci, put back, no good. Rebound goes to Weddington and Quinn Vaughn. Ricketts on the block. Up top, Vaughn, a three, no good. Rebound, Porter Ridge. A minute 55 to go, 69-45. Payne in the corner. Three on the way by Harris is good. No, OC. OC a three. Yeah. Vaughn across the timeline. A screen from Kane. Kane with it. Drifts beyond the three-point line. Goes baseline, cut off. Now back up top to Vaughn. Vaughn with it. He'll use it. Drive. Kick into the corner. Ford, a three. Got it.
Big shot. Big Ford.
Is this Miles Vicks?
It is Miles Vicks.
Miles Vicks in for Noah Muteb.
He's dressed for many of the varsity games, but he hadn't gotten in it very many of them. He plays on the JV team.
Drive, kick, Carucci, Onur with it. Spin, lost it, Ford with the steal. Jake wants to push, under a minute to go in the game. 50 seconds to go, Ricketts, drive, through the lane, loose ball, taken away by Porter Ridge. 45 seconds to go, 72-48, Weddington. Up top with it, Carucci, Payne with it, baseline. Stolen away by Vaughn. Quinn, a breakaway. Up and good. 74-48. 24 seconds to go. On the block, McLean up and good. No good. Vaughn, across the timeline, 15. Up to Kane. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. That's going to be a final. Weddington wins 74-48.
They're telling the freshmen, don't you shoot that.
Thank you to everybody for tuning in. We'll see you on Tuesday night, Weddington at Sun Valley.
So long.
UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.